Copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
I was asked if I could share with this nice congregation here a couple of thoughts on they call it a best practice on the discipleship. And you may wonder why in the world, in the subject of, you know, leadership, organizational Christian leadership, throw this subject of discipleship. Let me explain a little bit, but let me start with a little bit of my own story. I'm third generation in the Evangelical faith. I'm third generation in the ministry in the church, so always there. I had couple of very important points in my life, in my spiritual life. Of course, when I was converted, when I knew that God calls me to work in the gospel. When it comes to the ministry, I think I have a right to say that in Poland, I'm one of the most successful pastors, because our church grew to become the largest Polish evangelical church, a church in Warsaw. So when it comes to numbers, I think I have this right to say, I feel like I'm really successful. But there is one thing which I had always in my papers. I had even a part-time on my staff. And I never really had the passion for this or paid my attention to this. And this was the discipleship. So the church grew fast, but we also lost quite many people. We gained a lot, we reached too many, it was just a couple years ago when God somehow touched me through some people from the States, some business people, and this discipleship became very important. As important that now, as I am in the seventh decade of my life, I think this is the last, when it comes to ministry, professional decade of my life, I want to dedicate the most of my time and effort to the discipleship. And what do I mean, discipleship? Simply, spiritual formation. Why do I dare even to kind of take time to talk about this? Just because I treat Christ seriously as a master. And the master for me, for all these years, Christ was a master of, I wanted to be like him in a character, in the mission, how do I see church, God, everything. But I never thought seriously about Christ as a master in his method, of making leaders. And you all agree with this. Christ is a role model for Christians. Isn't this true? He's a role model, means he loved the whole world, and we are supposed to do the same. He's ministered to multitudes, to as many as he met, or as many as met him. And he focused on few. And it was 3.5 years he dedicated to the few more than to any other. If I would be in his shoes, I would do it differently. I would preach more, I would do more healing campaigns. But for some reason, he decided he spends a lot of his time, effort, that he will be like the iron shapes iron. So he will shape my English word processor doesn't work correctly. he will shape them. Because he knew he will live forever and he will be with them forever, but but not in the way like he was in his body. I think my gift is preaching, teaching. So I believe in pulpit, and I believe in Sunday morning services, and the more people come, it's the better. But I learned also that this way, teaching, I mean, when we teach, as many people as can hear us is great. But when it comes to transformation of life, preaching on Wednesday, after Sunday, on Wednesday, we remember maybe 10% and usually illustrations, yes? So in order the truth, God's truth, became not only revealed to us, but incarnated truth in us, we need different process. And discipleship is the process. When I was offered to do some kind of discipleship during when I was a pastor, I always had excuse. I had somebody on my team. I said, okay, there will be a conference on discipleship. Okay, you go and you tell us what we should. But you know, when I had this not in my heart, and if you are a top person in the organization, you know that nothing will happen until you really support this. So I'm just bringing this subject to you, encouraging you to really pay attention. And if we all want to be like Christ, we have to find a method to be like him in his method. And the method is, Jesus made people disciples. When he was almost ready to leave, he said, and now you go and make disciples. And he had no other plan. So it must be the master and the best plan. And he created the biggest, the largest, the most wonderful, if I may say, organization in the world. An organization which has 2,000 years of history, and even gates of hell will not prevail against this. So maybe we could learn something more from Christ also in this issue. And the issue of spiritual influence. You know, everything deep starts within us from the spiritual, and the spirit then goes to the soul and express itself, yes? So I believe this is very important, and I encourage all of you to pay attention to this and to find a way to get more interest in the how we can fulfill the command of Jesus to make other disciples, and maybe even in our organizations. I tell you, I have a privilege to lead, and now, right now, I'm leading a group of 6 men in Warsaw. They are from different congregations. One is even from the kind of Roman Catholic renewal movement, born again, and nice gentlemen. All of them are 40 plus. Business people, some of them top in their professionals, as a professional. At the beginning of our meetings, we first start with learning to read Bible and have a prayer time every day, the best at the beginning of a day. After a few weeks, one of the men tells me, you know what? For all my over 12 years as I'm a Christian, I always believe in a quiet time, in the doing this. I always wanted to do this. It's the first time when I do this day by day by day. What's the difference? And the difference is that in this discipleship group, we believe what somebody said nicely in English, people are not doing what is expected, but what is, you know what? What is inspected. If you are similar like me, on my desk I have a lot of things which I want to do. And I know people expect me to do. do. But if you call and say, Andrew, remember we talked about this, so what about, then perhaps even immediately your problem is solved. I do it. You kind of inspect your issue there. And we believe this also in our spiritual realm. You know, we as a Christians, we hear so much of the truth, and the pastor says, and now go do it, and nothing happens. So there has to be a way. And when we talk about discipleship, there's this key element, which is accountability. Yes. When we have a group, and I believe in a group discipleship, when we can ask each other. One of my men, we talk about being a family or marriage, and he says, you know what, gentlemen, I did not talk to my wife for the last 4.5 months exactly. And we all kind of said, what? And he is a master in communication. So it's not a problem of, but when something like this is, you can be sure that in a group of other disciples, somebody will ask, just to encourage you. We're not the judges, but we, through this, we encourage each other, and we encourage each other in growth. So how to make sure that the truth revealed becomes a truth incarnated in us, that we become like a small Christ? Yes, that we take truth and massaging this truth into our thinking, and we know how to use the Bible text, not only know this by heart, but we know how to make it useful, and there's this accountability, and there is a big emphasis on the missional, being what we are called to be a missional, and the prayer time is one of this. And of course, I could share a lot of this, but why discipleship? Because Jesus did this, because he told us to do this, and had no other plan as far as a leadership concern. How? I love this. Think big, start small, and go deep. Exactly like Jesus did. I am opposite to this. I like start big and see what happens. And how? There has to be time in our life. There has to be space for being with others. Like disciples were with Christ, and he had influence on them. You are not together with others, have no this good influence on you. So we have a problem. And let me just close in a prayer, if I may. Father God, we come to you now. You know, you know this address here, and you know all of our hearts here. And Father, you know that we desire to be a good leaders for your glory, for your kingdom. And that when we lead these different organizations, Father, we just need your wisdom how to do this and your humble attitude in this. But Father, we also know that we are responsible for the spiritual disciples of your Son. And Father, we desire this. We desire to help ourselves and help others to be the best followers of Jesus Christ on the planet Earth. Please help us do it in his name.